Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowan Aker, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we will tune in an excerpt of the Candlelight Vigil Memorial for Scott Myers that was held in Catskill on December 3rd. Myers was a local political activist and general kind soul who was killed by another person in Catskill the week before. We'll also hear from listeners with feedback about WGXC and a listener mail segment today, and we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Turns the blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that there are now 12 cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in New York. Two of those cases were in Oneida County and two in Suffolk County. As the new variant gets closer to the Upper Hudson Valley, meanwhile, three hospitals in the capital region were on a list of 32 hospitals now mandated by the state to limit non-essential surgeries because of limited bed capacity. Albany Medical Center and its associated hospitals in Glens Falls and Saratoga will have to reduce non-essential surgeries for at least 2 weeks beginning December 9th. Quote, we expect any potential changes would be minimal in impact and limited in duration, unquote, Albany Medical Center spokesperson Matt Markham said just before the list of hospitals reducing surgeries was announced. There are many exceptions to the limits on surgery, including procedures addressing cancer, including diagnostic procedures of suspected cancer, neurosurgery, intractable pain, highly symptomatic patients, transplants, trauma, cardiac conditions with symptoms, limb-threatening vascular procedures, dialysis vascular access, and patients that are at a clinically high risk of harm if their procedures are not completed. Columbia County, meanwhile, announced 51 new COVID-19 cases December 6th. Greene County announced 84 new cases on December 6th.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County reported on December 6th that active COVID-19 cases there are now above 1,000. April 15th was the last time Dutchess County reported more than 1,000 active cases. Dutchess County officials reported 5.57% of those tested there have coronavirus. Ulster County reported almost as many, with 953 active cases as of December 6th and a 5.8% positivity rate. On December 5th, Ulster County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith issued a public health advisory, and I quote, strongly recommending, end quote. A few days before, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan issued an emergency declaration because of the rising case counts there. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that about growing calls on December 6th for State University of New York Chancellor Jim Mylotras to step down after documents came to light that quoted him using profane language about a woman who would later accuse then-Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. However, the chancellor continues to have the support of the Board of Trustees, as well as the backing of key labor unions like the Public Employees Federation, the Civil Service Employees Association, and the United University Professions. State Assembly Higher Education Committee Chairperson Deborah Glick became the latest official to call for Mylotras to resign or be fired by the SUNY Board of Trustees. Quote, it is important that the country's largest university system search for a true academic leader who can set SUNY on a course to continue to attract a diverse and talented student body to its superb and varied colleges, unquote, Glick said. Governor Kathy Hochul said the issue remains essentially up to the Board of Trustees, adding that she is planning to propose an overhaul of the SUNY system in her State of the State in January. Quote, I will address what I can control, unquote, she said. Mylotras, a longtime aide to former Governor Andrew Cuomo, was appointed to lead the SUNY system in 2020. He previously served as state operations director and was involved in helping the governor to write his book about the pandemic. That book is now part of an investigation into how government resources were used. Documents released in the Attorney General Office's investigation of Cuomo included a text chain from 2019 in which Mylotras and other aides to the governor were criticizing Lindsay Boylan, former economic development official who was knocking the administration's child leave policies. In the chain, Mylotras wrote, quote, Mylotras to Boylan, go F yourself, unquote. Mylotras last week told reporters he should not have used that language that he did, adding that he had no plans to step down. His office this weekend released a letter to Spectrum News One signed by several students in the SUNY Equal Opportunity Program and the leader of the SUNY Black Student Union in support of the chancellor. The SUNY-wide student government, meanwhile, has called on Mylotras to resign. On Sunday, the students approved a vote of no confidence in the chancellor. Read more about the story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Melanie Lekosebic is reporting in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville Town Supervisor Macko wants to install two new surveillance cameras in the town park after two alleged robberies recently. Town Supervisor Paul Macko said at the November meeting of the town board, and I quote, we have had some issues with some activity in the park and it seems to be going on where we don't have cameras, like behind the South Barn where the dog park is. I would really like to buy some cameras and see if we can install them, end quote. But the internet coverage of the park may not be enough to support Wi-Fi cameras. Still, town councilperson Travis Richards made a resolution for spending up to $500 on two more cameras and related equipment, which the board adopted unanimously. Mako said, and I quote, "I'm hoping that around the holiday there will be some buys and we can get the equipment we need, and then first thing in the spring we would get them installed," end quote. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer.
Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that for the third time in 5 weeks, a pedestrian has been struck by a car in Greenport. On December 5th, a 15-year-old Hudson girl was airlifted to Albany Medical Center after being hit. Her condition was not immediately known. Police have not released the girl's name. The accident occurred about 6:38 p.m. when the girl's dog got away from her in the parking lot of the Speedway Market and gas station on Fairview Avenue, Lieutenant John Rivero of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office said. The dog ran onto the highway with the girl pursuing it close behind. At that moment, a 2005 Jeep was traveling north on Fairview, driven by Barbara Tetler, 86, of Hudson. Tetler swerved to miss the dog and struck the girl, Greenport Fire Chief John Unifrichuk Jr. said. Paramedics on the scene treated the girl and requested a LifeNet helicopter, which airlifted her to Albany. Tetler cooperated with the police investigation, Rivera said. A portion of Fairview was closed for more than an hour as rescue crews worked and while the accident investigation was taking place. The dog was later recovered and was unharmed, Unifrichuk said. On November 9th, an 84-year-old Catskill man was killed when he was struck by a car as he attempted to cross Route 9G just south of Middle Road. On October 31st, a 4-year-old boy was struck by a sport utility vehicle as the boy crossed Fairview Avenue near Livingston Parkway with his mother while trick-or-treating. The SUV involved in that incident fled the scene. The driver of the car has not been located. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Libertarian Larry Sharp is running for governor in New York again. In 2018, Sharp received 95,033 votes of the nearly 6.1 million cast in the gubernatorial race, finishing fifth. Sharp spoke about some issues important to his campaign. He said, and I quote, "We don't have a gun problem. All we have is a black market in guns and ammunition," end quote. He also claimed, and I quote, "Public education is a disaster. It is corrupt without question. We ought to change how we fund it," end quote. Democrats and Republicans have many choices for governor next year. Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, New York City Public Advocate Jemani Williams, and Long Island Democrat Congressperson Tom Suozzi are in the Democratic primary. Republicans so far have five candidates to choose from. Long Island Congressperson Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Westchester County Executive Bob Astorino, Lewis County Sheriff Mike Carpinelli, and contractor and podcast host Derek Gibson. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News.
Sean Lahman is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal that journalists with the USA Today Network have been gathering police disciplinary records from departments throughout New York since the law was changed in June 2020 in an effort to make the documents available to the public for the first time in more than 40 years. The records were previously protected under Section 50A of the state's civil rights law. On December 6th, the USA Today Network shared the information compiled so far with the public in the form of a searchable database. The database uses records acquired through the state Freedom of Information laws, as well as those collected from records available on department websites. Some of the publicly available records are incomplete and omit references to serious reported incidents. Many of the 500 police agencies statewide, including those in Columbia and Greene counties, have not provided documents in response to requests and may not return results. The records that have been accessed provide a greater understanding of patterns of officer behavior within departments and insight into what constitutes internal disciplinary proceedings. Read more about the story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 37 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 34 degrees. And more snow before 1 a.m. on Wednesday night. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 22 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned into so many creative community voices on the radio Tuesday, December 7th on 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. Justin Maiman is live from the WGXC Acre studio with the Ginger Radio Hour. Then we hear the early electro mix show today with tracks at 11 a.m. from Alrazira Meshiki, Sven Eric Bach, and Egisto Maki, among others. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Vinyl Freedom Show, and DJ Patty Boom beams in from Cornwallville for the show for 2 hours until 2 p.m. when it's Sucking Sounds number 2 is the theme on the Tongue-in-Cheek show. Julie Durizen, Jason Cady, and David Moss are the featured artists at 3 p.m. on the Radio Art Hour. Then the WGXC afternoon show is live from Hudson with Randall Martin at 4 p.m. Chris Hedges is the featured guest on the Project Censored show at 7 p.m. on the radio. And at 10 p.m., Dan Seward beams in live from somewhere in Columbia County with the Battlefield Earth show on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists are hosting a Meet the Labor Movement in the Hudson Valley Zoom event on Tuesday, December 7th, with local union representatives including Beth Wilson, Brian Nelson, Sarah Dowd, Ashwini Sukanthankar, and others. There's RSVP online. It's one of the many events in the community calendar at WGXC.org. You can find out more information there about the Meet the Labor Movement event, Tuesday, December 7th, online from the Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, December 7th. Early on, we see 26 degrees in Turnwood and 33 degrees in Wemple. Things warm up just a bit, reaching 39 degrees by 1 p.m. Some lingering winds will be around, making things feel extra cold, especially compared to yesterday. So don't forget a coat, even if that car is nice and warm. There is a chance for some of the Hudson Valley to get a lake effect dusting today. Overnight, temperatures drop to 27 degrees with almost no wind. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of 35, and up to an inch of snow is expected. Most will see light snowfall through the day, stopping shortly after dark, with a total accumulation of about a half inch. Overnight, mid-20s on the thermometer takes us into a calm Thursday with a high of 35. Friday, temperatures get into the 40s and rain returns to the region. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 4:57 a.m., low tide at 11:21 a.m., and high tide again at 5:18 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:07 a.m. Looking way up, we see celestial alignment this evening. Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and the Moon will be lined up in the southwestern sky just after sundown. Solar wind speed is currently 505 kilometers per second at 7.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair up to 8 megahertz for daytime and fair across the board for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 14. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave King and Frank Tortaglioni of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Support comes from support for
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music, Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
Public Radio.
.com.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio.
National
Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music,
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. .com.
Public
Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio. .com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be .com.
Public Radio.
Soil Amendments and Mulches. .com.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
I'm Tom Rowe with WGXC, and it's time for Listener Mail.
Actual letters from actual viewers.
We take feedback from WGXC listeners seriously, and anyone can call in and make an audio letter to the editor anytime they want at 518-291-WGXC. That's 518-291-9492. Or you can email feedback@wgxc.org to give the WGXC staff your input on what's going on your community airwaves. We get calls that are good, calls that are bad, messages with constructive criticism, and messages with vitriol. Here are some of the recent phone calls WGXC has received.
Hello, this is Chuck. I'd like to compliment Philip Grant on all his news, that he forecast. I think he's very clear, and he belongs on television, actually. He is great. He's got a very clear voice, and I love his, the way he explains all the news. He is great. Please see if you can get him on the television. Because he's so clear and very nice person. Philip Grant, I love to hear what he's on. Hello, I'm calling from Hudson. I wish that you would play something else besides that wacky underground water music and all that strange music that you play. It's not music. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Please stop, because it It drives me crazy. You know, it's worthless. Play some kind of songs or whatever, underground water music, whatever. You know, that's crazy. Thank you.
At WGXC, we get feedback in many forms. Some people call the feedback line at 518-291-WGXC or 518-291-9492 and leave up to a three-minute message, as many as they want, for WGXC staff to hear. We often play them on the air. Others send emails to feedback at WGXC.org. Some message us through social media, like Jeff Wolf, who recently sent a message saying he was listening on November 27th around 5:15 p.m. when you played a typewriter piece by Pamela Z that bears a remarkable similarity to a sound art piece called Found Letter by my wife Tracy Cockrell. I thought you might be interested in checking out her work. We love the amazing content you guys broadcast. So here we'll play both now. First, Found Letter by Tracy Cockrell, and then Pamela Z's typewriter track, recently reissued. Here is Found Letter by Tracy Cockrell.
And so the next piece that I'm going to play for you is called Found Letter, and this truly is a found letter. I brought it with me from the streets of Portland. Dear Adam, thank you very much for the typewriter you gave me for Christmas. It was a very thoughtful gift. But as I'm sure you know, I wanted very much. I'd like to have a newer model. But now that I've used this, I think that would not have been nearly as awesome. Thank you. love you, baby.
Dear Pen Pal, my computer is broken. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write, but as you can see, I'm not very good at this. And sometimes I have to backspace over words and type X's through them because I don't have any white out. I hope I get my Mac back soon. Until then, you probably won't hear from me too often. Love, Pamela Z at typewriter.com.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here's 2021 new music from Catskills' Amy Rigby. She released her cover of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride on December 3rd, 2021, and wrote, quote, I recorded this Bob Dylan song on Thanksgiving Day after listening nonstop to the Infidels outtake version on Springtime in New York. Had never heard the song before, and it floored me. I hope to play this live sometime, so this is a sort of exploration of that possibility, learning how it goes as I put the tracks down, unquote. Here is Amy Rigby's version of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride.
You say the wife got the husband drunk, but I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral in the Lord's Prayer. Preacher talking about Christ's betrayal. The earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. You know what they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. Plays and the reviews are mixed.
Do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pigs are awesome.
I turned it down.
But only dogs can hear. Did you hear that?
No.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The department's career voting law experts have assessed Texas's new redistricting plans and determined that they include districts that violate the Voting Rights Act.
The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's redistricting plan. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the lawsuit Monday. Redistricting is done once every 10 years based on the U.S. Census. The process involves redrawing legislative and congressional maps based on population shifts and legal guidelines, including the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Associate Attorney General Vanita Gupta says Texas's new maps illegally dilute the power of Black and Hispanic voters.
Texas's 2021 redistricting plans were enacted through a rushed process with minimal opportunity for public comment, without any expert testimony, and with an overall disregard for the massive minority population growth in Texas over the last decade.
Former Georgia Senator David Perdue is running to be the state's next governor. Perdue, a Republican, lost a Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff in January. Perdue's new bid tees up a primary fight against his fellow Republican and current Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. The state is shaping up to be a major 2022 political battleground. Former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams announced her plans to run again last week. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken Monday to discuss women's rights in Afghanistan. Yousafzai, who survived a Taliban assassination attempt in 2012, is calling for the United States to ensure women have equal access to education in the country.
I have been working together with Afghan girls and women's activists, and there is this one message from them that they should be given the right to work, they should be able to go to school.
According to the Human Rights Watch, since U.S. troops pulled out of Afghanistan earlier this year, the Taliban has indefinitely closed many girls' secondary schools, set restrictive rules on women attending university, and blocked most women from employment. The White House plans to boycott the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics over China's oppression of Uyghur Muslims. While there won't be an official diplomatic delegation at the Games, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. will still send its athletes.
U.S. diplomatic or official representation would treat these games as business as usual in the face of the PRC's egregious human rights abuses and atrocities in Xinjiang, and we simply can't do that.
Meanwhile, the House of Representatives is set to vote on a bill this week prohibiting imports from the Xinjiang region, where the Chinese government is allegedly imprisoning members of the country's Muslim minority in forced labor camps. The bill would bar products from the region unless customs agents can confirm the goods were made without forced labor. It would also allow for sanctions on entities and people involved in the operation of the forced labor camps. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
There was a candlelight memorial in Catskill Friday, December 3rd, for Scott Myers, who was murdered on the weekend before and was probably best known in the area as a passionate advocate against building a new Greene County jail. First, here is the news item about the Scott Myers murder, and then highlights from the candlelight visual Friday, December 3rd, from a webcast Neva Wartell made and was broadcast live on WGXC.
Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Scott Myers, known locally as a critic of the building of a new Greene County jail, was found murdered in Catskill on November 27th. State police charged Carrie E. Weiser, 32, of Catskill with second-degree murder, and she was sent to the new Greene County jail building. Myers posted often on social media about the cost to taxpayers of the new Greene County jail, also speaking at meetings and on local radio and writing letters to newspapers. In 2019, the Register Star reported that the, and I quote, Catskill resident and staunch anti-jail advocate Scott Myers filed a lawsuit involving the construction of the new Greene County jail, end quote. Here is Myers speaking to the Greene County Legislature in 2018 about the jail proposal.
You don't have the money, and you don't have the need, and you're out of line in terms of your approach to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They are not going to give you the money because you haven't done the shared study. They're not going to let you move the sheriff's office out of Catskill because County Law 217 says you can't. And if you think I'm being annoying, I'm sorry.
Police said Myers and Weiser knew each other, but released few details. This is the third murder in Greene County this year, while there has not been a murder in the county since 2018. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
Okay, everyone, if we're all ready with the candles, first let me say thank you on behalf of the community for coming together to honor our brother, Brother Scott Myers. Thank you so much for taking time out and being with us today. We're going to open up to those who would like to say something about Brother Scott in a positive light.
Amen.
In a positive light. On May 29th, there will be a memorial service. This is a candlelight service. This is not a memorial service. On May 29th of 2022, ain't that something? He's breaking records already. We haven't even got there yet. That's Scott, right? There will be a memorial service at the point and is open to all. Brother Scott was a good man. He was always gentle and kind from what I saw in my speaking to with Scott. And he had a way of communicating. Huh?
Yes, sir.
That was unique. I was one of 15, I think, who was on his editorial. But when he sent out a letter, he sent them out to 15 people. And I was on the list. And I always read what Brother Scott had to say. Now, I always didn't agree with it, but I always read it, and I used it to help me, help mold me. Because if I didn't understand it, if I didn't agree with one thing in the letter, I didn't use that to stop the purpose of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We all needed a Scott Meyer in our life.
Yeah. Amen.
A Scott Meyer made us all better. Because he always provoked the thought, what about from the other side? We're going to miss our brother. And the light that you have lit tonight will be in honor of the light that will always be in our hearts and in our remembrance.
James M. White Jr.
All right.
Hi, James.
Pleasant, everyone. The last time I seen Scott was Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother was coming. I was picking him up for dinner. He came down Main. We seen Willie. And we seen Scott. And Scott was in a cheerful mood. He told a joke. And Willie, you know, Willie was greeting him. And he greeted me and my brother. And I've been knowing Scott for a while. Me and him have similar ideas. We're both similar. We was no doubt, and we was very, very connected. And the last thing I remember him saying is that he was willing to come to my house to connect my computer system, and he said no charge.
All right. Anyone else?
Hi, everyone. I'm Elliot Matos. I sat in this apartment so many times with Scott, broke bread with me, told me stories of his life, shared with me, and I am so grateful for that. His wanting to change our community from the injustices that exist encouraged me to do the things that I do. And I just want us all to keep that going for him. So, thank you, Scott.
All right.
Thank you, Elliot.
Someone else?
I'd like to say something.
I'm John Sol with Bridge Street Theater, right across the street there.
Hi, John.
He was an amazing friend at Bridge Street Theater. Mm-hmm. We loved him. He came to almost all the shows. I'm gonna get emotional.
It's all right.
He was a wonderful friend. A little strange, you know. Always a little, you know. We're not sure where he's coming from. But he gave us great reviews. He was very excited by the fact that we were here, and the fact that he moved across the street was so incredible for him and for us. So we will really, really miss him. So.
All right, there's a lady over here.
Right, I moved up over here. I'm Natasha Law. I'm one of the trustees of the village, so I've had a working relationship with Scott for the last 3 years. I have emails every day from him, text messages in my Facebook. I was on every email chain imaginable. And He might have been aggressive with what he was doing, but he was smart, and the things he said made sense, and it really made you think about what he was saying.
Yep.
And one of my favorite memories of him was when he came to one of our board meetings, and everyone was in an argument about how people were, the farm that was getting built on Spring Street. Mm-hmm. And everybody was in an uproar saying, you can't build this here, it's not a commercial district. And the whole time he was being extremely disruptive, but he kept saying, it's food, it's free food, why are you upset about food? and he was so adamant, and I kept looking at him, and I didn't want to laugh, I was trying to be professional, but I'm like, I freaking hear you, Scott. Like, I'm so with you on this. And then after like the 10th time, I just gave him this look and from my side, like I would give to my child, and he would just smirked at me and he stopped. And it was, he's like, all right. He's like, I made my point. And those are the type of things I'm going to miss about Scott, because he spoke the truth no matter what was going on, and he did everything with love and with passion in his heart.
All right.
And my candle went out.
You blow it out. Oh, you're talking.
Oh, thank you.
Can I borrow that too? Yeah, we need another light.
Thank you. I never put it in. Thank you. 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 Th
Someone else?
I'll say something really quick.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I just want to thank Scott for his bravery and his brilliant research skills. Scott was fearless. And in order to uncover truths, he, foiled for documents that those of us, including me, were too afraid to do. And his research really brought a lot in the way of moving forward towards criminal justice. And he did this before the jail. And, you know, some people have tried to occasionally, I have to admit it, just to dismiss him, as you said, with not looking at the whole person. And that's a sad and unfortunate thing to do, because if you wanted to fact check Scott's work, you would find that it was 90% accurate, and that 10% that wasn't accurate is because he so desperately wanted it to be accurate. Scott, Scott had style. I mean, he really knew how to live graciously with very little. Mm-hmm. It was important that he had flowers on the table, and if he had a plate of food for you and he served it to you, as if a sous chef, had plated the food. And he wore tan a lot, right? I'm white.
So, I didn't know that, but Scott, I got on offer.
Scott, here's to you and for your bravery and goodness. And thank you for your contribution. And we'll always remember you. And to John Phillips, who is also deceased, who is John's partner, we raise our candle to you too and to his family. Thank you, Mihir.
Linda wants to sing for Paris, his friend. She wants us to sing This Little Light of Mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to thank everybody for coming out. The reason people ask me in Daily Mail why I did what I did, because my sister Paris introduced me to Scott. When she introduced me to Scott about 4 years ago, I thought he was crazy. And I said, no. But she said, no, I know this brilliant guy, he's really smart. You gotta meet him. I said, okay. So I did finally meet Scott, and I fell in love with him. He was like my best friend. When I came up from New York City, my table you see there now was a table that I sold merchandise on. So today I give it to Scott today in honor to do a tribute. I'm gonna really miss him, because when I came to Catskill, I would be with Scott every day I'll come up, I'll be from 648, Mayrose, No, Valley Rose, Deacon
right
Hill. They all come by my merchandise, they all supported me. And Scott would say, boy, you're great. I never met anybody that gave me such a great compliment. He thought the world of me, and I thought the world of him. And it's so nice to know when somebody lifts you up. He never lifted me. I never heard Scott talk bad about anybody. He was such a positive person. So I thank my sister Lynn from France, introduced me to Scott. I love you, sis. And it's been by his heart. The floor is yours, Mama.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
You're listening to 90.7 Catskills.
Mark Zuckerberg versus the coronavirus. Round one.
Fight! Look at you, a poor man's Spanish influenza. Your super spreaders are weak compared to my influencers. So fall back, Corona. You don't want no smoke. Matter of fact, you're so weak, I could kill you with soap.
Zucker, please, you wrecked America just for ad revenue. Now you act like you don't understand what black people are giving you. With your weird Caesar haircut, glassy bug eyes, and pale. You look like a computer-generated human that failed.
Look, I know you think you're clever with these infectious retorts, but no one's mad at me for taking away their sports. And yeah, I might be a pretty weird-looking fella, but you're the one who killed South by Moonfest and Coachella.